So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah. Hakaisiv le'ishtoi, din udvarm ein le'benachsayach. If a husband writes a declaration saying that he is mesalik schusay, that he relinquishes his rights to his wife's assets. Hareza oichel peres bechaya. He is still entitled to the profits of her assets. Ve'meso yarsha. And if she dies, he inherits her assets. Imkein lama kasav lo din udvarm ein le'benachsayach. She'machar v'nos nekayim. He only meant to allow her to sell her assets. Rashi explains, Habal bo betakans chacham al nechse ishtai, b'shloish advarm. The husband has three privileges in his wife's assets. Lechol peres, he gets the fruits or profits of her assets. V'leirish, if she dies, he inherits her assets. V'im timker machar batal, she cannot sell her assets without his agreement. In this case, he was not mesalik tzchuse from peres and yerusha, only from mechira. As the Gemara explains, because Yad Bal Hashtar al Tachtoina. Since the wife is Maitzi, she wants to extract from him the privileges granted a Baal Benichse Ishtoi, she's only entitled to Pachashe Bekulin, the most inferior feature of his privileges. And Mechirasa Batal is Pachashe Bekulin, as Rashi explains, because Eina Miyad, it is not an immediate privilege, since it is only relevant if and when she sells the assets. And Lo Yishchicha, it's not frequent, since she is generally opposed to selling her family's assets. However, Paris is not Pachash HaBekulin, because Shehu Shchiach Umiyad, he receives profits immediately and frequently. And Yerusha is not Pachash HaBekulin, because Misa Shchicha, the possibility of her death, is more frequent than Mechira. Ravashi offers another explanation. Ravashi Oma B'Nechsayich V'loi B'Perisein V'loi La'achar Misa. Ravashi says that the word B'Nechsayich means your assets, in which he was only mesalik tzchuse from assets in her possession. This excludes peres, which are not assets, and excludes yerusha, in which they are no longer in her possession. The Mishnah continues, however, kasav lo din advarm ein lebenachsayich ubeperesein, if he wrote that he is mesalik tzchuse from both her assets and their profits, hareze eino oichel peres bechaya, he is not entitled to peres, or peres, the prophet's profits, during her lifetime. However, ve'emesa yarsha, he inherits her assets if she dies, because he was not mesal exclusive from Yerusha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo'olam oichel peres peres, at sheyichtav lo din udvarm, ein libinachsayich, ube peresein, ad olam. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that he is entitled to the prophet's profits, unless he writes that he is mesal exclusive from her assets, their profits, and the prophet's profits forever. The Gemara cites a brisa which explains, Elu hein peres. Hechnisu loy karka v'asas of peres. Peres are the produce of her field. Ve'elu hein peres. Macha peres v'lokach men karka v'asas of peres. Peres involves two steps. He sold the peres of her field, and from the proceeds he bought a field. The peres of the second field are peres. The Mishnah continues. Kasav lo din udvarm ein libinachsayich ube peresein. Bechayach uveMaisach. If he writes that he is mesalik exclusive from her assets, their profits, the prophet's profits, during her lifetime and after she dies, Eino eichel peres bechayah, ve'emesa eino yarsha. He is not entitled to the profits and prophet's profits during her lifetime, and if she dies, he does not inherit her assets because tenoi kain. He can be mesalik exclusive from Yerusha because Yerusha sabal midrabanan. A husband only inherits his wife mitakans chacham. Pshimimlil disagrees and says that he does inherit her assets because Tanoi Batal. He cannot be Mesalik Schuse from Yerusha because Yerusha Sabal Doiraisa. A husband inherits his wife Midairaisa. And the Tanai, which contradicts a Torah obligation, is not effective. The Gemara explains that although Ho'imel Chaveroi Dinu Dvarm Inli Asadazu, Ve'inli Esikba, the Yadim Sulakasemen, Loyam Aklum, when the landowner states to his partner that he has no claim to their field, or that he will not have any dealings with the field, or that he relinquishes ownership of the field, his statement is not effective, and he still owns the field, because Lashon Siluk Einamoyel, there is no such transaction as removing one's ownership. As Rashi adds, Misha Karkar Shaloi Tzaruch Lashon Matana, he must say or write a term of gifting it to the other person. Of course, there is also mechira, selling, and hefker, declaring it ownerless, which is different than siluk. However, in the Mishnah's cases, B'kaisav lo v'oida arusa. He wrote his statement before Nisuin while still in Erisin, in which Lashon Siluk moil ba'arusa. Because ha'emer, e'efshi b'takanas chacham shayim alay. A person can reject an upcoming privilege that he receives through a takanas chacham, as Rashi explains. Ha'ilu m'shum takanta di day tikin rabbanan yochel limcha. Since the initiative was only enacted for his benefit, he may reject it. However, Lashon Siluk ain't a moil b'nisua. He cannot remove an existing privilege after they're married, because Abaya says, Nisua yada ki yada, as Rashi explains, V'harehu kashutav ben. V'kivin sh'nechasim shaloi, tzarech lashem matana, v'ein moil ba lashem din advar. After Nisuin, the husband is considered a partner in his wife's possessions. Rava says, Yodai adifa miyada. He has even a stronger position than her in her possessions.